Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello to all of you listeners of Inside Conan. We are popping on here because we have something special to share with you today. Jesse, do you like scams?
I feel like this question is a scam.
It is. It's a trap.
I actually love scams. Not participating in them, but hearing about them.
Oh, learning about scam artists is one of the most enjoyable things in the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's great because we've got a wonderful new show that's been added to the Team Coco Network called Scam Goddess. It's hosted by the very funny, very talented Lacey Mosley.
Yeah, and each week Lacey sits down with guests like Jamila Jamil, Paul Scheer, and even Conan, our Conan, to talk about the greatest scammers in history. How did she book Conan? How do we get to hear Scam Goddess, Sweeney?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, if you stick around, you can hear some of the show right now. Yes, we're about to play a clip where Lacey sits down with the wonderful and hilarious Nicole Byer to talk about the career con man, Jeremy Wilson.
Ooh.
Yes, that Jeremy Wilson. And that Nicole Byer. Enjoy.
This is Jeremy Wilson's story, a.k.a. Finn, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Angus Wilson.
Okay.
Yes. Which he's a bald dude by changing the first name and not the last name because everybody knows in scams.
You can track people by their last name.
Right. And also, like, if you got to respond to a name, mm-hmm. then you have to remember that name. So you got to constantly be like, oh, I'm Jeremy. Uh-huh, I'm Finn. Uh-huh. I'm Angus. Also, Angus.
Angus is a nasty ass name.
It's fucking
Finn
nasty.
Is cute.
Right. Finn is like, I would fuck with
like,
a Finn.
Okay, Finn.
Angus, I don't trust Angus. Ever. Well, the story is Finn and Angela.
Okay.
So they meet for the first time on OkCupid. They meet up and they have their first date mm-hmm. at Steak and Shake.
Okay. Which is fast food, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels... But she's 19.
Okay, that makes sense.
Throw that into the
mix. You don't have no money.
You don't got no sense, because, bitch, absolutely not. But, so they go to Steak and Shake, and they talk. He has an Irish accent. Is that sexy? Have you ever dated a guy with an Irish accent?
I've fucked guys with Irish accents.
Okay. Like, I can't do it. I sound like a pirate.
Arr,
that pussy's so good. Okay.
Oh, your pussy tastes so good. It tastes like corned beef and cabbage. It's a very bad Irish accent.
I think we sound like the pirate from SpongeBob.
Yes.
There's no pirate under the sea. That's literally what I think Irish people sound like. Well, yeah, so he has an Irish accent. And the date lasted 16 hours.
Oh, Lord.
That's how you know you're 19. You ain't got nowhere to be. 16
nowhere.
Hours?
You don't have a job.
I don't got 16 hours for nobody.
You don't have to go back to school?
Could a man talk for 16 hours?
Absolutely.
That's very true. That is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
And with no pauses, interruptions, or breaks. I hope at least you got another Steak and Shake meal. I hope that he went back to the counter and got my bitch some fries.
16 hours? You
got
to get me dinner and breakfast.
Yeah. Come on now. We need meals in between. So then she says, we had sex. Of course your young ass had sex with him. He took you to a damn Steak and
also,
Shake.
Also, 16 hours. Yes, you have to fuck in those 16 hours.
Definitely. At least get something out of this, sis. You know what I mean? You had a steak and a shake, and then you got a little...
He gave you his steak.
She said it was her first time doing BDSM. So they really... Bitch, y'all jumped the gun on this one.
So...
Was it 16 hours because he tied her up and left her?
Perhaps.
I mean, why not? First date, get a little kinky.
The sex was spectacular.
That's what she says. She says the sex was spectacular. Okay.
Right. So at the time, Finn was couch surfing and staying with a friend who offered him more than just a place to sleep. So also, you doing BDSM at somebody else's house? So he like a broke-ass Christian, great?
I would be so upset if someone tied me up and was like, we're going to fuck on this couch. I'd be like, oh, well, this is a little bit more private. Like, I'm very vulnerable.
Right. You can't be fucking broke-ass Christian Grey. The whole reason that we was getting our ass beat by Christian Grey was because he had a yacht and a plane.
That's our money.
Yes, I'm going to be tied up on your boat. Hell yeah.
tie me up on the yacht.
Put on your couch.
But do not tie me up on the couch. Do not spank me on your couch. I need at least a door.
Right.
You know?
Come on,
just
now.
A door.
Also, like, your roommate could come home at any time.
Yes.
Also, you couch surfing. The audacity.
Oh my God. If I had someone who was staying with me and I came home and they had a woman tied up on the couch and they were like, oh, we're going to fuck. Is that okay? I'd be like, you can get the fuck out of my house.
Immediately.
That's where you could fuck off. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm. So when Finn applied for a new driver's license, he used his host's social security number and birth certificate, the one that he's staying with on the couch surf, right?
God.
In return, Finn had agreed to supply the man with a Walther handgun. So we live in America.
Okay.
This is in America.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Walmart and get a gun.
Truly. You can go anywhere. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods and get a gun.
Literally. You can go to McDonald's and probably get a gun.
Probably get a Happy Meal, and instead of a toy, it's a gun.
Right. I hate that that's how it is, but like, why would you give away your
social
identity?
Yes. You literally said a gun. Just a handgun is worth more than my person.
My life? So this guy's an idiot, whoever this guy is. So this deal falls apart. He steals the identity and doesn't even give the man the gun.
Okay.
Finn is greedy.
Okay.
So seeking revenge, Finn's acquaintance calls Angela's family to warn them about his identity and criminal history. So the homeboy calls the house and is like, hey, your daughter been tied up on my couch getting the ass whooped. He unloaded now what is really his real true story. So he was scamming Angela at first. He did say his name was Finn. But he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, let me tell you the truth, sis, because I'm into you. This is real love that we have. So, okay, my real name is Jeremy Keenan. He was 35, not 24. So he told her on the date that he was 24 and he was 35.
That's disgusting.
Also, like, bitch, that's 11 years. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, right?
You couldn't do no rank or nothing.
Was he white?
Yes. But also, I will say this. As a kid in high school, every movie that we saw was 35-year-olds pretending to be high school-year-olds. And that's why I went to high school thinking everybody's beard was going to connect. And it did it. And I was mad.
You were like, how come everyone has whiskers?
Right.
Where's my full beard?
I said, who are these bird-chested little boys? And where the fuck is, R.I.P., but where the fuck was Heath Ledger? Ain't nobody had no long hair, no jawlines, nothing.
A lot of zits.
Ugh.
A lot of badly dressed, little skinny, scrawny dudes.
Right. So I understand why she might have thought that this 35-year-old was 24 because...
That's so wild.
When I was in high school, you know, I got hoodwinked too. He hadn't gone to MIT. He told her he went to MIT. He'd been in prison, but he'd walked away from a work release program.
And he walked away? So he escaped from jail? What do you mean he walked away from a work release They said, all right, you can go to work. And he said,
that don't sound like he was released.
Go away.
I didn't even catch that till you said it. Like, that don't sound like he was released.
No, I think they let him outside and he was like, I'm going to keep going. And then the guards were like, oh, well, he kept walking.
They said it was a work release program. He said, you know what? I'm going to take the release.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
But I'm not going to take the work. No. I'm just...
Bye-bye.
You just heard host Lacey Mosley and Nicole Byer, love her, discussing the career con man Jeremy Wilson.
Love him.
On Scam Goddess, the newest addition to the Team Coco Network. Want to hear more? I know you do. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this right now.
And be sure to check out the latest episode where Lacey talks to Conan O'Brien about the real life Wolf of Wall Street.
Love him.
And then you don't have to watch the movie. Well, the movie's good. Thanks and talk to you soon.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.